December the 8th, 8 games to get through tonight. We have some good news for the Magic, potentially. Not tonight, they don't play tonight, but in a couple of days. We have a Washington team, sort of. Zion sitting out tonight. Lots to talk about. This is the Wednesday pregame show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and Twitter. Please go and like, subscribe, rate, all of that stuff. We are part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. Before I get into the games, I will just acknowledge... send my thoughts to anyone in Los Angeles dealing with the fires at the moment. I know Dan Vesperus is. He has been evacuated, pretty sure, staying at a friend's house, all okay. But, yeah, watching from here, it is reminiscent of the fires we had 5 years ago, I think. But obviously a lot more built up in Los Angeles than it is here. So, glad that Dan is okay. It does sound as though his apartment is going to be okay, but I know he mentioned on Twitter that his kid's school may have burned down. So that's pretty close to home for anyone. So yes, hopefully everyone is a-okay over there and they get these fires under control soon. Let's get into the games. Actually, let's start with the Magic because they don't play tonight. Paolo Banchero has been upgraded to questionable for tomorrow's game. It is sounding like Friday is more likely. Whichever way he goes, whether it's Thursday or Friday, I can almost guarantee he will only play one of those games. But still, good to have him back. Very good. We will get into the games. The first one... So I've woken up in the last hour or whatever. The injury report in Washington, it's pretty bad. Well, good reading, I suppose, if you're looking for draft picks. But Bob Carrington questionable, Kyle Kuzma questionable, Alex Saar questionable, Jordan Poole out, Malcolm Brogdon out. It's going to be a wacky looking lineup if all of these questionables are out. Who are we looking at for streaming? Look, with 8 games, you may have one or two spots to stream. Keyshawn George, obviously. Bilal Coulibaly shouldn't be available. If he is, absolutely should be rostered. Corey Kispert was good last night, so we can give him a look. They are up against a Sixers team that normally would be an unfavorable matchup, but without Paul George and without Joel Embiid, this does become interesting. Jonas Valanciunas would also be someone, especially if Saar is out, but even if Saar is playing, Valanciunas has been decent of late. Carrington, we're rostering if he plays. It's a lot of unknowns here. Jared Butler has stepped up and played well-ish. Justin Champagne. So it's really just wait till we get confirmation on who's in and out, and then anyone that's playing, consider them as a streaming target. For the Sixers, Yabusele is obviously someone we're going after. Drummond is questionable. So if Drummond plays, Yabusele will start at center, likely start at center. But he should be rostered nonetheless. Oubre should be rostered already. Caleb Martin, if you need some defensive stats and threes, he can get hot on from the three-point line. We saw it against Boston a few weeks ago. Eric Gordon. I'd rather target guys on Washington than the Sixers, to be honest. Next game of the night, OKC at Cleveland. Game of the night, game of the year, potentially, based on winning streaks and records and that sort of thing. It definitely is. Both teams are healthy enough. The Thunder are obviously without Chet. And Alex Caruso continues to be ruled out. And we know the drill at the moment. This is the roster, the lineup, the rotation that we've seen the last few weeks. So Lu Dort, Kaysen Wallace, if you need steals and threes. Isaiah Joe, if you need threes. Aaron Wiggins has been better the last week. So he'd be someone I'd consider as well if he's available. And then for Cleveland, Max Strus, Caris LeVert, that's about it. And both of them are sort of iffy anyway. Strus if you need threes, LeVert if you need assists and some defensive stuff. But both will be limited to minutes in the low to mid-20s, I would say, unless for whatever reason this game is a blowout, which we don't see happening at this stage. Chicago at Indiana. The Bulls also running without Ayo Dosunmu, but other than that, healthy. So Lonzo Ball, if he's still available, I would give him a look. He's been playing well. Very nice storyline there in Chicago with Lonzo. He's not going to push beyond 25 minutes. I think that's pretty clear. But if you need anything other than points, he is an okay option. For the Pacers, Tyrese Halliburton is questionable. If he is out, I think if he is out, they probably shift Nembhard to point guard and bring in Ben Shepherd, I would say. Where I'm going with this is that I don't think it's TJ McConnell that starts. He gets a bump and he's probably worth streaming in, but they don't seem to like starting TJ. They don't like to push him beyond about 24 to 25 minutes. So he would be a stream target, but I don't think he'll be this guy that's going to blow up and play 30, 35 minutes. Based on what we've seen, things could change, obviously. I think it would be Shepherd that would come into the starting lineup there. Obi Toppin may also play a little bit more. He and McConnell would be the two that I'd be looking at if Halliburton is out. If Miles Turner is out, he is also questionable with an illness, then Thomas Bryant, I assume, would start, but it would be Obi Toppin, I think, that would certainly play more here. I don't think Thomas Bryant is going to come in and play 30 minutes. Deeper leagues, you might want to give Bryant a look, but I'd rather Obi Toppin and even Jarris Walker. Toronto at New York. Toronto, the healthiest they've been in quite a while. So they were pretty average in that last game, hoping that Quickly can be better here. Grady Dick is the player we want to watch. He is sort of trending in the wrong direction. I said I would hold him for another game or two. So let's see how he goes tonight. Agbaji, probably a drop now. Bruce Brown, Kelly Olynyk, neither are playing enough to be rostered, I don't think. In New York, Karl Anthony Towns questionable again with his knee. Miles McBride also questionable. McBride doesn't really have an impact in fantasy. If he's out, it's just more of campaign, but he's not really doing enough anyway. If Cat is out, I'd like to say it's Precious Achiuwa, but it was obviously Jericho Sims that started in the last game. Probably would be again against the size of Jakob Poeltl. I'd still prefer Precious, though. Hopefully he could push into 28 minutes. But let's wait and see what the outcome is on Cat. Detroit at Brooklyn for the Pistons, playing very well at the moment. Beasley is coming off, fairly certain he's coming off was he 1 of 12 or something in that last game? He should be better, especially against this Brooklyn team. So look for Beasley to bounce back tonight. Tim Hardaway has been much better in the last couple of weeks. He's okay. I'd still much rather Beasley as a long-term or a sustainable option, but I think Hardaway is okay if you just need points and threes. And beyond them, not a lot. There hasn't really been a massive shift in streaming value with the injury to Jaden Ivey. It's just been Tobias Harris doing what we thought he'd do this season. Hardaway playing well, Beasley coming into the starting lineup. Maybe they do mix this up a bit and bring like Marcus Sasser in. Wendell Moore started a game, but they're not guys we're targeting. For the Nets, they're obviously without a lot of players at the moment. Ben Simmons is doubtful with his calf slash back slash body, whatever it is. So we're looking at Zaire Williams. We're looking at Keon Johnson, Tyrese Martin, Noah Clowney, Jalen Wilson. Any and all of them are options tonight. Dayron Sharpe is questionable. He's been playing well. I'd argue that he's been outplaying Nick Claxton. He's probably not a 12-teamer in most situations. Specific builds, yes. If you are punting guard stats, I think I streamed him in for a game maybe last week and I was able to just drop him and pick up someone else, but he's still available if I wanted to add him. I do think at some point we get him as a 12-teamer, but we're not there yet. Cam Johnson is out. I said they have a lot of injuries. Could be back in a couple of games. So we will see what happens there. And obviously, he is still at the top of the list when it comes to trade targets for other teams. So yes, look at all of those guys. In preference, if I had to do a list here in order, I'd probably go Keon Johnson, Zaire Williams, Jalen Wilson, Tyrese Martin. They're probably those four in that order. Clowney's sort of a bit different. He plays a different role. And I think he's probably a rosterable player. He hasn't been super exciting, but yeah, sort of a stash ad stream. He fits all those categories, really. The Trailblazers and the Pelicans for Portland. Donovan Klingon is questionable. So if he does not play, we would assume that Robert Williams moves in as the backup. Probably won't play enough, though, to have value here. Denny Avdia is questionable. If he doesn't play, let's have a look. They could go a few different ways here. They could move Jabari Walker in to start at power forward. Kamara could shift up and they bring Scoot Henderson in and go with a three-guard lineup, almost similar to what the Pelicans do. Robinson Earl is certainly not sizable, so they could go, yeah, a couple of different ways here. Kamara probably should be rostered. He's been playing pretty well. Avdija should be rostered, obviously, but if he's out, Jabari Walker, maybe. It'd be risky, as would Delano Banton. Scoot Henderson, I think, should be rostered. I know he was very bad in that last game, but I do think that he's pushed into a consistent enough role where he can have value rest of season. For the Pelicans, Zion is out. We talked about that. It was almost 100% guaranteed that he would miss the second night of a back-to-back. Trey Murphy also out, so I think it's Brandon Boston we look at. Robinson Earl will probably start. Yeah, I don't think they'd go Boston as a starter or Alvarado. That would just make them too small. So, yeah, I think Boston is probably the streamer we want to look at, and potentially Alvarado if you need steals and some assists and threes, those sort of typical guard stats. That's who I would who'd be looking at. Where are we? Wrong screen. Oh, no, that's the right screen. Okay. All right, Clippers at Denver. For the Clippers, Kawhi is out. Now, this is personal. This is nothing to do with his knees. His family impacted by the fires, apparently, so he has removed himself from team activities to be with his family. So absolutely fine. So with him out, we know exactly what the rotation looks like with him out because we've had a huge sample size. Amir Coffey had been playing really well prior to the last game. He is I would assume he'll get first crack at the extra minutes. Chris Dunn moves back into streaming territory, as does Derek Jones, I think. Both of those guys tonight with no Kawhi are worth a look. For the Nuggets, second night of a back-to-back, Nikola Jokic questionable. If he is out, I guess Saric starts again. Against Zubats, though, they may start DeAndre Jordan just to try and match up size-wise. Neither are worth rostering. They will just go with a lot of Peyton Watson. Julian Strouther will play more. So Watson is borderline. If Jokic is out, he's probably an add tonight. Westbrook, I don't think we need to include him in this discussion anymore. He's playing that well. Well, what are we doing here? San Antonio at Milwaukee. Should be another interesting game. The Spurs playing really well at the moment. Champagne will potentially start with Jeremy Sochan out. His back has flared up again. So it will be... Let's have a look at the matchup here. They would love to have some size here against the Bucks. I'd be intrigued if they decided to play Charles Bassey alongside Wemby. I don't think they will. But I don't know. I don't mind it as an option because Wemby can obviously spread the floor. So there's no issues there with spacing. I don't think it happens, but it would be intriguing if they did that. Keldon Johnson will come off the bench. He'll give you some points. That's about it. Steph Castle, look, he's been okay as well. I don't think I'm adding him tonight, though. Barnes, he could have one of his good games, but I don't know. I'm not interested in him at all. For the Bucks, some injury tags there. Giannis is probable. Andre Jackson probable. Middleton will return as expected. So means there's not a lot of streaming, really. Gary Trent has been better. Threes, that's it. AJ Green, threes, that's it. And that is probably it. Taurean Prince. Taurean Prince is starting in this one over Chris Middleton. Interesting. Doesn't really affect anything. I'd have Chris Middleton. I'm not rostering Taurean Prince. Let's have a look at some questions. Let me check player news and just make sure we've had no updates. It doesn't look like it. Fox is questionable tomorrow. That's good. All the Wizards. Yes, we know that. Simmons. Yeah, no, nothing new. Okay, so no updates in the last 20 minutes. All right. Any concerns Luka's injury could turn into an Achilles tear if recovery doesn't go well? The concern is always there. Obviously, the example of this is Kevin Durant of years ago when he did his Achilles. It started as a calf injury and they rushed him back and he tore his Achilles. So it's a worry, I guess. It should be on our minds, but I'm not too concerned about it. As long as they manage it properly, which I think they will. I think the Mavericks, or as much as they'd love to have him back out there, their view is very long-term here. So I don't think so. Chad has got a lot of nifty streamers tonight. Yep, TJ Nembhard, if Halliburton is out. Dort, Kaysen Wallace, Yabusele. Yes, all good options tonight, I think. What do we think about Keon Ellis's minutes, assuming each starter is healthy? Well, I'd like to think that he will play 28 minutes. I don't think they start him. As much as I have said I think they should start him, I don't think they will. But I'm hoping he's done enough to earn himself close to starter's minutes, even if that is coming off the bench. And if that is the case, then he would remain a must-roster player. What's my favorite basketball era team in said era? I grew up in the watching, idolizing, I suppose, and watching as much as I could of the NBA in the, I want to say very late 80s, but more like the early 90s to mid 90s. So obviously it was the Bulls and Jordan. So I'm on the Jordan train when it's best player ever, all that sort of stuff, because he was the guy that I watched. I saw all the commercials. I watched all the playoffs and the finals and everything he did. And I have all these old Come Fly With Me, Michael Jordan's Playground. So he was it for me. But in terms of my favorite players or teams in that era, I like the Pacers. So Reggie Miller was one of my favorite players. I like Rick Smits, Dale Davis, those guys. I really just have to go back and look at my basketball cards, because I collected basketball cards during that era as well. So I have a lot of Reggie Miller cards. I have a lot of Larry Johnson cards. He was, if I had to pick a favorite player that wasn't Jordan, just because he was everyone's favorite player, I would say Larry Johnson was right up there. And then as we got into the mid-90s, Dennis Rodman, the Bulls, that's why the number 91 is in my tag. I mean, most people probably know that, but that's because of Rodman. My car registration license plate has 91 in it because of Rodman. So he was my favorite player ever. But yeah, probably Larry Johnson in the early 90s, Reggie Miller, and then Michael Jordan. And the teams, Bulls, Pacers, Hornets. I like the Hornets, but I would say Bulls and Pacers. Yes, it does sound like Dan is unscathed, so that is very good. So news more on Paolo. Yes, Franz does not sound particularly close. He's not doing any contact, anything like that. He's started some activities. So we're probably another 4-3 weeks. Like I said, I think they'll aim to get Franz back after the All-Star break. If Drummond doesn't play, are we gasp streaming Eric Gordon? Look, he had one good game there, a week or two ago. I'm surely there's better options than him. I hope there is. Cam Thomas has been dropped to the wire in a 10-team points league. Should I put in a claim to pick him up? If you can deal with the 2-3 weeks off, remember this was a secondary hamstring injury. So I know he's set to be reevaluated on the 19th when they get back from their road trip. I don't know if that means he's coming back. This could be a situation where they actually sit him out until after the All-Star break. So you could be looking at another month without him. But if you can just stash him and he comes back, he's obviously a top 10, a 10-team points league guy. He's probably top 40 or 50 in a points league, especially if Cam Johnson gets moved. For Cat tendonitis, do I think he plays? I don't know. I mean, he's probably, I'd say 50-50 at the moment, because he plays for the Knicks and because they like to play their guys. Yeah, I'd say 50-50. Where are we? I would say Toronto is sort of a matchup they think that they could win, but they've lost a few here, and the Raptors are fully healthy. And apart from the last game, they had been looking okay. So I think they will want Cat to play here, knowing the mindset of Tibbs, that sort of thing. I'd say he's 50-50 at the moment. That's probably the best I can do, which is unfortunate. If Brogdon, Kuzma, and Poole come back, is Bub still rosterable? I think he is. I think you probably cut the top off his upside if they're all playing. I think his minutes appear as though they're pretty locked in now. His assist numbers have been okay. The points are up and down, but I do think that he's probably someone we want to roster in most 12-team leagues. Yes, thoughts and prayers to everyone in California. Absolutely. I'd rather Cat get some rest. Yes, I'm pretty sure I don't have Cat in any teams, and then obviously having him out is a big hole in your fantasy squad. But I've said this multiple times. I'd rather the rest him, get him right, and then he's back, than what we've seen with Jordan Clarkson, who is in for two games and then out for a week and back for a week and out for 3 weeks. Just rest them. Just get them healthy. At least then you can plan with what they're doing with certain players. You just can't plan. You don't know. Is Nurk a drop in a 12-team? Nurkic and Edie are my two worst players. He probably is. Edie's not far off. I'd prefer to hold Edie. I just think that he is a little more... he's starting. He obviously doesn't do as much across the board as Nurkic, but he's in theory, he should be a much better shot blocker, rebounder, field goal percentage is better. So, yeah, I think I'm okay with that based on what we've seen the last couple of games. Is trading Mark Williams for Emmanuel Quickley a fair deal? Yep, I think so. Second time Portland have designated rest. I don't know. This is one of the issues I have with the NBA and the whole rest thing. You either need to lock something in, and this is the rule, because as you've alluded to here, the Hawks got fined earlier in the season for Trey missing a game. And I'd argue that he's dealing with this Achilles thing that's been ongoing. So how, if they get fined, okay, fine. But how are Portland not fined? How are the Celtics not fined? They rest players all the time. There just doesn't seem to be any consistency. Would Wemby shift to the four? If they started Bassey, I think so. Probably not. I think they'd alternate. I think he and Bassey are both quite versatile. I think they can defend the perimeter to some degree. They're both... Well, Wemby is obviously the best rim protector in the league, but Bassey is a decent rim protector as well. So I think it would make the lineup quite interesting. A man in the two games, yes, 43 points, 31 rebounds, 8 assists, 4 steals. Yep, he has been very good. Middleton got Bradley Beald. Yeah, look, it could be permanent. It's not the same situation as Beal. I just think this is them trying to strengthen their bench a little bit and get some reliable scoring, get the ball in Middleton's hands a bit more, because obviously when he's starting, Giannis touches the ball a lot, Dame touches the ball a lot. So I don't mind this move for Middleton. I actually don't think it will impact his value at all. Do I think the Suns would trade KD to the Rockets to get all their picks back? Oh, they might. If I was the Rockets, I wouldn't do it, but... they might do it. I don't know why. The Rockets seem to be in trade talks to acquire these big names, and I'm not sure why. I don't think they need a big name. I think they just need pieces or the right player. I don't know if KD is the right player. Is it okay now or in a future show? Put down my team and ask for a critique who to trade for. It's a bye week for me, so you focus on... Oh, okay, bye week. Look, it's probably easier if you send it to me on Twitter so that I can have a look at it ahead of the show rather than doing it while we're running through the show, because it takes too long. I need to analyze it. So message me on Twitter is probably the easiest way to do it, I think. Yes, TJD, he was good. Then he was bad for one game. People dropped him, should have held him. Most people would have, I think. With Paolo coming back, should I pick up Wendell Carter Jr.? You could. I still think Goga is going to continue to start, but Wendell has been okay. I think... he's sort of just playing backup center now, and Goga has played limited minutes the last little bit, but I still think Goga is the pretty clear option there at center. Personalized plates or just the universe state government gifting? No, personalized. Yes, personalized plates. And I I actually got them so long ago that it was at a time when you don't have to pay extra for personalized plates. So I paid a fee to get them, which was, I don't know, $100 or something, $200. But I don't pay an ongoing fee. I know you do now here in Australia. If you get personalized plates, you have to pay an extra fee every year. I don't. So, yes, my license plates are where I am in the state that I'm in. It's three letters and then three numbers. So 091 are my three numbers, and Triple H are the, my three letters for anyone keeping score, and that is because of the wrestler Triple H. Yes, it is. We've just got Chatter. Oh, I like Chatter. Favorite way to mess with Sixers fans is tell them that Eric Gordon is their best player. Sixers fans, yeah, they haven't had a good year, have they? Should we worry about Poole's injury? I'm not too worried yet. He looked pretty healthy on the bench yesterday. He was up cheering early in the game. Didn't look to be too bothered by it. So, no, I'm not too worried at the moment. Of course, with this Wizards team, there is risk of shutdown at some point. And that is exactly why two of my leagues are redrafting in about 3 weeks, because Poole, I have him in a lot of teams, but I'm certainly not valuing him as highly down the stretch as I do right now. So sounds like a plan. Would Blue Sky work? Yes, it would. Message me on Blue Sky. That is an option as well. Oh, yep, Chad could come on and do a mailbag check. Yeah, look, I'll message you and we'll sort it out. I think I'll probably, I don't know, I'm thinking about doing a weekly mailbag show. No, you don't have to install Twitter. That's fine. And yes, I do like my plate, Triple H and 091. Most people don't know who the Triple H means unless you watch wrestling. You probably don't. But yes, he was my favorite wrestler. Again, in the sort of 90s, early 2000s, Attitude era. Yeah, I loved a bit of Triple H. All right, that will do. I need to go to work, I guess. I'll be back with a post-game show, the Savo. Enjoy all the action. Thank you for the questions. Please go and download. Please subscribe. Do everything that I always ask of you. It is appreciated. And again, shout out or thoughts with those in Los Angeles. Hopefully things settle down in the next little bit. It's pretty hard. I hear snippets here on the news and that sort of thing, but not really details. No, Alex, it is not Jaime Jaquez Junior. It could be, couldn't it? That works, but it's not. All right, that will do. Appreciate everyone tuning in. Let me get rid of that question or comment. It's a comment, not a question. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pregame show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.